Blog Talk Radio.
The LaRusha Kane Show.
Hello, beautifuls, and thank you for tuning in to the LaRusha Kane Show on Living Out Loud Radio. I am excited to be with you. Yes, I am. As always, I have my tea. I hope that you have your tea, your coffee, or your favorite beverage as we sit back and chat. Well, today we have another phenomenal show. I know, listening audience, I always say phenomenal, but today I really do have a phenomenal co-host, and she will be sharing with us some dynamic things. We are going to be talking about, yes, the authentic love. Yeah, the authentic love experience. That's what we'll be talking about today. I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. Well, I know you want to know who it is. We have the phenomenal, the dynamic, the empowering, motivating, inspiring, loving, creative. I can go on and on and on and on and on about her. Dr. Letitia Webb. Yes, we have her today in the studio. Yes, we do. Well, at this time, because we're talking about love. You know, I was thinking this morning, as I was preparing my tea and getting myself ready for the show, I was thinking about that song, you know, back in the day. I believe it was in the early 90s. It had to be, because I was a young mother at that time. Mary J. Blige had that one song, Real Love. I'm searching for a real love. You know, someone to set my heart free, real love. Well, today, Dr. Letitia Webb is going to talk to us about authentic love. Yes. I know that you're thinking so much, you know, that we're talking about just about relationship, and that's good, fine, and dandy. But we're going to talk about so much more than just the relationship with another human being. We're going to talk about our relationship with ourselves and so much more. Well, at this time, I asked that you would share this. You know, let your listening audience, your friends, your family, your coworkers know that it is going down today on the LaRusha Kane Show on Living Out Loud Radio. Hit up your Facebook family members, your Instagram buddies, your Twitter, your tweets, and let them know, hey, it's going down today. Yes, chime in, call in. Or come through by way of internet and listen to the show with Dr. Letitia. She's here. She's in the virtual green room. Yes, she is. And she's drinking her virtual drink. She's listening to her relaxing music. When I walked in, she was checking her virtual phone, just preparing. And she is ready. Yes, she is. She's ready to share with us about the authentic love experience. Oh, let me just give you a little information about Dr. Letitia Webb. A grounded, yes, she is a grounded theorist, shares her research with the world, discovering the authentic self, the concurrent process of being and becoming in a way that anyone can relate to. A transplant from Virginia to Philadelphia, Dr. Webb quickly became known as the community leader to some and a marketplace elder to others. She brought about a sweet savor to community activism in Philadelphia when she met her good and perfect gift from above, talking about her husband. Yes. Whether it's through one of her books, YouTube blogs, journals, mentoring, relationships, individual sessions, authentic love experience, or deliberate dialogue. Dr. Webb possesses the ability to challenge those who interact with her to be authentic. Her goal is to liberate others on all six dimensions of the authentic self so they can shift paradigms about self, health, past hurts, and envision and co-create a future of purpose and destiny. I tell you, I'm excited. You know, when I was reading over her information, you know, have you ever just been at a good restaurant? You know, I'm gluten-free, and so I can't, I don't eat a lot of meat. So, you know, let me just say, you know, sometimes when I'm at a good gluten-free restaurant and they put something before me or I smell it coming a mile away, you know, your mouth begins to water and you begin to salivate and you're just anticipating what it would taste like. Well, I tell you today, that's how I feel. I feel like I'm going to have a great meal. I'm salivating. I'm excited. I just can't wait to share, to hear, to write, to journal. I'm telling you, I am plugged in. Are you listening, audience? Are you plugged in? I hope so. Well, I'm not going to prolong our time together. I'll bring her in live so she can share with us more about the authentic love experience. Well, hello, Dr. Webb, and thank you for being on the LaRisha King Show.
Greetings. How are you, LaRisha? Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here and to join you again. It is such an honor when someone appreciates who you are and want to hear more from you and what you have to say. So I thank you.
You are welcome. I'm excited to have you. You know, I was listening to our past interview that we did with the ladies, the panelists. If you missed the show, you can always go back to the archive. You can listen in the same audience. And, you know, and I wanted to bring every woman back to talk to them individually and to do part two. So I'm so glad that you decided to be with us today, to share with us more about what you do. Help us to grow, Dr. Webb.
Well, it's so funny. You know, I'm working on trying to summarize everything that I do, and I'm just like, is it one word? Is it two? Is it three descriptors? And that I'm not sure. And so I am just an open vessel, just wanting to be used. I have been gifted with various gifts and talents. And so if I had to categorize, you know, I would say that first and foremost, I believe that I'm a counselor / therapist. I work with my husband, and we do premarital counseling as well as counsel couples who are married. I also counsel women who have experienced different forms of trauma, whether it's sexual trauma or physical trauma. And I also work with youth that have behavioral health issues, and some of their diagnoses could be ADHD, ODD, or OCD. So I counsel in various different arenas, from spiritual to the school setting to an office setting. And the next category I would describe myself is an educator. I am an adjunct professor at Lancaster Bible College in the Human Services Department. But I also have developed a few curricula. One of my curricula is developing demystifying sexuality and the impact of trauma. That one,
okay.
I'm sorry. Stop.
I'm telling you, I'm holding on. I got my seatbelt on, and I'm ready to rock and roll with you. I tell you, this audience is ready. Okay. Alrighty. Well, I do this thing that I call top five. You know, my husband, myself, and two of my good girlfriends, we went to the movies and we saw this show called Top Five. And Chris Rock was the writer, I guess, producer of the show. And he starred in it. And he asked the audience, the fellow rappers, or I'm sorry, the fellow comedians that was in the room, who are their favorite top five rappers. Now, mm-hmm. I'm not going to ask you about rapping. You know, we're not going to ask you about EPMD or Run DMC or Queen Latifah. None of those things from back in the day. But I'm going to ask you five questions about yourself. Are you game? Are you willing to play top five with me?
Yes, I am willing to play.
Okay. Question number one. If love was a place, location, or destination, where would it be for you?
Home. No doubt about it. Love is at home. Why? Because my husband and I have created an atmosphere of peace and serenity and comfortability. We are both extremely introverted, and so mm-hmm. to be able to come home with my husband, with my spouse, create a sanctuary, shut the door and shut the world out, and it's just him and I vibing in our own space, that's where love is.
Love. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Number two, if you could create love from a symphony or an abstract painting, what would it look like or sound like?
For me, again, because I am in love with my husband. I know there's so many different types of love, but because we're on the topic of the authentic love experience, it would be different shades of purple and orange splattered on a canvas. And the reason why, purple is my favorite color, which represents royalty, and orange is my husband's favorite color, which represents fire and, you know, warfare. And for the both of us, you know, it's just this perfect combination of love and fire and passion, but understanding that you have to war to keep your marriage. And so it would be just splashes of various shades of hues of purple and orange.
Love it. And I love the way you explained it, broke it down.
Thank you.
To us and for us. Number three. Oh, Lord. If you could talk to anyone from the past or present, who would it be and why?
If I could talk to anyone? Man, oh man. I'm just one person. I have to narrow it down for just one person.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's a tough one. I know for time's sake I have to select one. That's a tough one right there. I would talk to my mother, who died when I was 13 years old. I would have a conversation with her.
Not to be all in your business, but what would you ask her?
You would be all in my business. I was 13 years old when she died, so it's been many, many years ago. So I would ask her a lot of questions, a lot.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to move on to number four. Now, this one, you know, it's plagued a lot of people. A lot of people have stayed up night and day trying to figure this one out because it's one of them haunting questions. So I hate to ask you this, you know, Ferris and everyone racked their mind trying to figure this one out. So let's see if you can crack the secret code.
Okay.
The question is, cake, pie, or ice cream? Which one is your favorite?
Ice cream.
What is your favorite flavor?
Chocolate.
Ooh. Chocolate. I'm not going to ask why.
Chocolate. But yes, chocolate ice cream is my favorite.
All right. You hear her listening. Oh, she's saucy. You hear it? Okay. Well, number five is who is your hero?
My Shiro?
Yes.
Wow. I would have to say my spiritual mother, Dr. Carolyn Mowbray. She is absolutely amazing. Her faith walk and her commitment to God has always blown my mind. If it wasn't for her, I would not be the woman who I am today, and our relationship is very similar to a mother, a natural mother and daughter relationship. As I grow and mature, our relationship grows and matures, and she just stands in a place of faith to me that is just immovable, and her prophetic gifting is so fine-tuned, and her ability to counsel women, anyone on an individual basis is just amazing. It's just amazing. She's my hero. Dr. Carolyn Mowbray is my hero.
Now, Dr. Carolyn is phenomenal. I concur with everything you said about her. And if she is listening, we just say, God bless you and praise the Lord. And we salute you in this hour. And I love what you said. As you grow, your relationship changes and you become more fine-tuned with her. So I love that. Thank you so much for sharing with us and playing this game with us called Top 5. I appreciate it. And
no, thank you. It was a little challenging, but I think I managed.
You did good. You did really good.
Thank you.
I am looking at your website and, you know, read your bio and all these different things that I've done. And one of the things that really stood out to me, not just the things that you've gone through, because you have gone through a lot and overcome a lot, and I'm so grateful for that. But I would like to ask you, what started your personal journey of being more authentic with yourself? Because we have to be authentic with ourselves before we can be authentic with others. So what happened in your life to cause that disruption? And said, okay, hey, I'm not living my best life. I'm not living authentic. I am not standing my truth in my space. So that would be my question. What happened and what did you do to incorporate that into your life?
That's very, 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 very interesting. I met my first husband, who is now deceased, when I was still living in Virginia. And him and I had such a special relationship. God sent him in my life, and he served many roles in my life. But one of the main roles is that he was my friend, like straight up, no holds barred, my friend. And I found myself sharing secrets with him that I never shared with anybody. I don't know if you heard that saying, but you're only as sick as your secrets.
Yeah.
And so having a safe place and space to share what occurred to me as a child, some of my sexual trauma, he was the first person that I really shared that with. And not only was it in my relationship with him, was I able to first open up Pandora's box to mm-hmm. say, hey, this is what happened to me. He actually validated that, yes, that happened. And, yes, I understand. But also in that relationship is when I accepted my mother's death. And I say that because I was in the kitchen one day cooking. We had some chicken. We had a big tray of chicken, and so we decided to cook the chicken three different ways for variety. So one of the ways we were going to cook the chicken was bake it with different Italian seasonings. And one of the Italian seasonings I grabbed off the shelf, unbeknownst to me, it was oregano. And as soon as I smelled the aroma of the oregano, I burst into tears. I mean, I cried hysterically. And I realized that that was the first time I smelled oregano since my mother passed. Because she was not one of the best cooks, and so she seasoned all of her food with oregano. It didn't matter what it was. It had oregano seasoning. And I didn't realize that I had not used oregano since her death. And that also opened up the floodgates for me to begin to accept and begin to grieve, because I had been in denial. I mean, there's various stages of grief, and one of the stages is denial. However, you cannot be in denial for years. And I was carrying this denial for years. So smelling that oregano and talking to my first husband about my mother's death, and then also being able to talk about my sexual trauma, just opened up various avenues for me to get healing and to be authentic. And that's where it began.
And by doing that and doing your work, or better yet, so that was the beginning of the process. So what did you do to move it forward? Because I know you talked to your husband, who's now deceased, and all these flood of emotions came and thoughts and everything. So what was your process to being healed, delivered, made whole, being set free?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I have to give honor to God and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, for my life, I would not be healed. I would not be where I am if it wasn't for the power of the living God Him coming in and just sending various people into my life to talk to me, to minister unto me. And one of the main people that he used is Joyce Meyer. And Joyce Meyer at that time was huge with her tape ministry and her book ministry, and she did various conferences all over the country. I know I've gone to at least about 4 different Joyce Meyer conferences, and I sold into her ministry for years. And and not understanding the power of sowing and reaping, but she, every month, if you were a partner, she would send you a monthly cassette tape, and it went from cassette tapes to actually to CDs. And so sowing into that ministry and just receiving how God healed her from her sexual trauma from her father was, I know God allowed me to reap the harvest of healing. I also went to spiritual counseling. It just so happens that the church that my first husband and I attended, one of the pastors was a sexual trauma survivor, and he actually did his doctoral dissertation on sexual sin. And so once a year, he offered counseling specifically for sexual trauma, but of a spiritual nature. And so, again, I find myself, you know, with a man of God. You know, God used Joyce Meyer, a woman of God who experienced sexual trauma. But then I find, you know, God orchestrated our steps. Well, I will attend a church that was very prophetic in nature, that operated in the gifts of the Spirit, and had a, you know, one of the pastors on staff, you know, dedicated, you know, a part of his ministry to healing other people who experience sexual trauma. And then God specifically for me, he specifically told me to get off of psychotropic medications because I was on medicine for depression and anxiety. And God, for me, I do not recommend this for everyone. You have to be led by God when it comes to taking medicine. But for me, God wanted to show himself as my counselor and as my healer. And because of the relationship that I had with God, I had enough faith. He gave me, because faith is a gift, he gave me the gift of faith to believe that he would heal me. And so through journaling, writing poetry, to now I paint and counseling other people. I mean, God used various treatment modalities through the power of his Holy Spirit to heal me, and I am continually on my healing journey. Like, it has not ended. And so now I paint. I have about 5 or 6 finished pieces. I still write poetry. But the position that he has me in to counsel other people, the word of God says, he who refreshes others will be refreshed. So I know that as I stand in a place and choose to be a vessel of honor fit for the Lord's use, that I will, you know, be that vessel to, for healing, and that channel of healing other people spiritually, psychologically, and emotionally, I then will reap healing for myself.
Thank you so much for sharing all of that with us, the listening and the listening audience. The power of testimony, the standing in your truth, doing your work, and we just thank you for sharing with us that it's a continuing process, that it has not stopped. It's something that you're still working on. And I think for a lot of people, we think, you know, I've done, you know, this once or twice, not realizing it's something that you continue to work on. And so I thank you for sharing that with us. Well, today, you know, we want to talk about the authentic love, because you've gone through it. You're working at it and on it, and you're doing and you're being. you are so many things. So share with us, what is the authentic love experience?
Wow. the authentic love experience. Whew. That actually originated from the article that my current husband and I, William Webb IV, that we had in Essence magazine. October 2013, my husband and I were featured based on exactly that, my sexual trauma. We were presenters at the Black Love Lives Conference back in 2013 that was hosted by Nisa Raw. She did a documentary documenting Black love from couples in their 20s all the way up to their 80s. And she did an actual conference. And my husband and I presented, and our topic was being in a heterosexual relationship when one of the people in the relationship have experienced sexual trauma, whether it's the male or the female? And how do you work within that relationship, you know, sexually, emotionally, psychologically, when you are in love with a person who is still healing? And how do you deal with that person's triggers? You know, what is it that you need to do? What if that's the person that you're in love with, but because you don't recognize that this person has experienced sexual trauma, they may not be as sexually free as you would like them to, you know, in a conjugal relationship? Or what mm-hmm. if, you know, they are emotionally unstable and they need you to be, you know, patient and loving? You know, so these were the type of conversations that we had at the conference, at the Black Love Lives conference. It just so happens that Sharia Jackson, the editor of the Love and Relationships section of Essence, was there at the conference, and she loved our story, and she wanted to feature us in Essence. And so from there, we were able to really talk about authentic love and what authentic love is. And so that really, that article really inspired us. And so we wrote a book titled The Authentic Love Experience. And for our initial book launch, we had a dinner. And the dinner was of couples and singles. I think that one was mainly couples. And we just wanted couples to come together. We had, we, you know, served a 3-course meal. We had, you know, low lights and, you know, love music from the, you know, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And just really just wanted to celebrate Black love and what that meant and what that represented for to us, as well as, excuse me, our article in Essence. So it was a great celebratory time for my husband and I. And then from there, we had authentic love experiences every year. And the theme changed. Like the next year we had, you know, couples versus singles. And then another year the theme was two become one. And then another year the theme was, is love black or white? You know, and it was just all indicative to what really goes on in relationships where people don't talk about it. And so, you know, my husband, you know, opened it up. He was like, no, we can't just think about couples. We need to think about singles who want to understand what they need to do before it's time for them to get married, you know. And so it just ended up being just this great experience for us. And, you know, and right now I'm in the process of revising the book, The Authentic Love Experience, because, you know, it's been 5.5 years since my husband and I, my current husband and I, have been married. And since we've been doing, you know, these, you know, events, these social events. And so it's like, you know, what really is the authentic love experience? And we're going to share some intimate details about our relationship and how, you know, in Austin, how sometimes, although we were facilitating and hosting authentic love experiences, that there were still some areas that we were very inauthentic, and how, you know, that grows and develops as time goes on, as time goes in your relationship.
You know, I thank you for sharing that and for your willingness to be a part of that experience that opened doors for you and your husband, but also gave an opportunity over time to see that this love walk, that we grow and we change, and we find out sometimes that we're not as honest or transparent or closed off in certain areas about who we are and our experiences. So that the authentic love experience, I fell in love with the name for one, and I did not know that there was a book. So I'm looking forward to reading it.
Well, wait till the revised edition comes out. I'm working right now with my editor, and we're just really just wanting to hone in and highlight, you know, some of the things that my husband and I have learned over the last 5.5 years. So stay tuned. I will definitely let you know when the revised version comes out.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to sharing it with the listening audience and for them to get it, purchase it, gift it to someone as well. Buy one for yourself and buy one for your sister friend and share with someone else. Well, it talks about the 6 dimensions the six dimensions of love. The six dimensions of the authentic self. What are the six dimensions? Let me back up because I'm getting excited. How are there six dimensions of the authentic
self? Well, it's very interesting. Yes. It's very interesting that you say that, because a huge component that I left out, because when you talked about how did the authentic love experience originate, yes, the book and the social events originated from the Black Love Lives conference that then, you know, led us to the article in Essence. Yes, those were huge components of our process. However, with me being a grounded theorist, I developed my own theory that is grounded in the data of my qualitative research from my doctoral program. And my theory is discovering the authentic self, the concurrent processes of being and becoming. And so my data originated because I wanted to know, how did people form their identity? There are so many identity formation theories out there, from Freud, you know, psychosexual, to Erickson's psychosocial stages of development. There's so many. And even, you know, there's, you know, just from, you know, how do you develop psychologically? Even Dr. William E. Cross has what is called the Negritus theory, you know, the psychology of becoming Black. You know, when you live in a country, you know, that is mainstream, you know, white dominant, you know, so it's like, how do you assimilate into the culture and then realize that you are a Black individual? And so how do you, you know, embrace your Blackness and who you are? So there's gobs and gobs of research and theories and data on identity formation. However, I wanted to develop my own, and I wanted it to be grounded, you know, based on the qualitative research and the interviews from real people that I touched and I saw every day. And so from there, you know, having this data and listening to my interviews and analyzing my data, I discovered that when people talked about their lives, who they were, what they liked, what they didn't like, who they associated with, the activities that they engaged in, etc., I was able to find six major areas that people talked about: spiritual, psychological, emotional, sexual, physical, and social. And in analyzing my data, I discovered, like, oh my goodness, this is so true, because we are spiritual beings, right? We are psychological beings. We are emotional beings. We are physical beings. We're sexual beings. We're social beings, right? And so, yes, any experience that you have as a human being can fit into one or more of the dimensions: the spiritual, the psychological, the emotional, the sexual, the physical, and the social. And I found out through my research that there is one act, one engagement where you are on all six dimensions at the same time, and that is in sexual intercourse. When you are engaging, especially if you are married and both of you guys are spiritual, in your faith, and you are connected in your faith, then you are on all six dimensions at the same time. And so it was just really phenomenal. And so when I talk about the six dimensions of the authentic self, is understanding that you are all of those beings, that you are a multidimensional being, and that you are having multidimensional experience in this earth realm. And so when you are deciding that you are going to get married or mate with another person, you have, that other person has to understand that they are multidimensional and has six dimensions. And so how do you meet or align with your partner on all of those dimensions? And what do you do if you are out of alignment And if you are not aligned on all six dimensions, which ones can you live with? Like, what is livable and what is, like, non-negotiable? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
what the six yeah. dimensions of the authentic self is about.
Okay. Can you explain to us what are the six dimensions? I mean, because you said it, but can you break it down a little bit more for those that are
yes,
in awe?
Yes. So the dimensions actually the dimensions actually are in an order that I listed. So first and foremost, we are spiritual beings. Okay? We are a spirit. We live in a physical body, and we possess the ability to think, feel, and make decisions, right? We have a mind, we have a will, and we have emotions. So that's first and foremost, understanding that we are spirits. And so when you know that you are a spirit and everything originates in the spirit realm, that's who you are. That's, you know, so that's where it begins, right? And so in relating to your spirit being, you know, that's not just talking about religion here. Although religion is a component of the spiritual dimension, it is not all. And the reason why I say that is because it's grounded in my data. For instance, I interviewed a gentleman who stated that he had a spiritual awakening when he was taking a shower. He had realized that he was homeless and had not taken a shower or eaten in a couple of days. When he had the first opportunity to stand in the shower, he understood that that was a spiritual awakening for him. He got out of his stupor, whatever that stupor was, and was able to stand there and regain himself as a person just by taking a shower. That didn't happen in a church. It didn't happen, you know, at a service. Just being able to reconnect with water, with soap, to be able to wash, to be in a safe environment off the streets was a spiritual awakening for him. So that's why I don't necessarily talk about religion. I talk about spirituality, okay? So that's just, you know, for time's sake, that's just an example of what I mean by the spiritual dimension. So it's an awareness, you know, it's a connectedness to God, to your Lord, to your Savior. I know there's people of different faiths, but when it comes to religion, my religion specifically is, you know, believing in the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So that is who I connect with. I mean, on a spiritual basis, I understand it's over, you know, the faith and religion of Christianity, but I go far beyond what that means.
Yes.
And so it transitions on to the psychological dimension, because what people don't understand is that your brain and your mind are two different things. Your brain is a part of your physical dimension because it is an actual organ within the physical body. But when we talk about your mind is the spiritual part of who you are. So that's why we go from the spiritual to the psychological, because it is spiritual. Your mind, as they say, if you had to look at it, sits right above the brain. And again, everybody has a different thought, but if we had to visualize it, you have the physical component of your brain, but then your mind is the spiritual component that sits right above the physical brain, right? And that brain, that mind is connected to your heart, which is called the mind-heart entrainment, right? So some school of thoughts believe that your first brain is your heart. And the reason why is because when you go to the doctor, when the mother is pregnant and they go to the doctor, and the first sign of life is not the brain waves, The first sign of life is the heartbeat.
Yes.
Right? Yes. So some people feel that your heart is really the spiritual component of life and who you are. But are we talking about the heart that beats, which is an organ in the physical body, or are we talking about the heart that sits as the central system of who you are as a person? That's why the spiritual and the psychological and the emotional are so interconnected, and they represent the spiritual part of who you are, because although you can't see a thought, but you see it in the physical realm, because everything begins with a thought, right? And so when you think about something, it is connected to an emotion. So now we're transitioning to the emotional part, because your psychological dimension holds your mind. It holds your belief systems, your paradigms, what you think, right? And then it's so interconnected to the emotional dimension, because if you ask a person, what do you think? They'll say, oh, I feel. I asked you what you thought. But if you ask a person, well, how do you feel? They will say, well, I think. No, I didn't ask you what you thought. I asked you how you felt. But because people's thoughts and emotions are so interconnected that sometimes they can't decipher between the two of them. That's why the Word of God says that it is sharper than any double-edged sword, because it cuts between the bone and the marrow. So when you think about the bone and the marrow in the physical dimension, sometimes the thoughts and the emotions is similar to the bone and the marrow, because it is just so closely intertwined with one another. But when you think about the emotional dimension, you're either doing one or two things. You're either experiencing an emotion, or you're trying to fulfill an emotion, right? Let's go to like love, right? So we can go way spiritual, and we can say God is love, right? Or we can say love your neighbor as yourself, right? Like, we understand that. But then we can actually go into, and I don't even necessarily want to say the world, but I'm going to bring some secular into it. Like, love is a decision. But yet the Bible tells us that you love God with all of your soul, with all of your might, with all of your strength, and then you love your neighbor as yourself, right? Yes. But love is a decision. Love is not an emotion. You make a decision to love a person. And then that decision to love is manifested in what you think about them, and how you treat them, and what you do for them. You see what I'm saying? So that's why the spiritual, the psychological, and the emotional, I would say, have like a spiritual component, but as you transition to the sexual, the physical, and the social, that's what you do outside of yourself. That's what happens in the three-dimensional realm, right? So let's go back, and I'm jumping, so I hope you're with me, right? So let's go back to the emotional realm. So you're either fulfilling an emotion, or you're experiencing an emotion. And that's where sometimes drug abuse comes in, alcohol abuse, eating disorders, because there is an emotion that these people are trying to fulfill with external activities or engaging in external behaviors. But what they don't know is that if they change their thought, they will change their emotion.
Yes.
Because it is a thought that makes you feel a certain way. So I can go outside
where I am right now in Philadelphia is like 85 degrees outside, right? And I could be like, it is such a beautiful day. So because I believe that it's a beautiful day, then I'm walking around and I'm floating and I'm enjoying it and I'm hearing the birds and I'm seeing the flowers and I'm feeling the breeze. Other people are like, oh my God, it's so miserable outside. Oh my God, this is horrible. So then how are they going to embrace their day? They're probably going to go in the house. They're probably going to complain all day. They're probably not going to want to do anything, right? So it's two different paradigms around one particular situation that evokes a different emotion. Okay? So if you really want to change your life, you got to change your thoughts and change your paradigms. And change your belief, which is why the Word of God says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is the acceptable. You understand what I'm trying to say? So it's all in your mind, right? Right, right. And that will change how you feel, right? Because then the Word of God also tells us to think on things that are, you know, beautiful and virtuous and of a good report. Because if you think on those things that are of a good report and virtuous and all of these things, then your emotional state will be completely different. Yes. If I'm thinking on things that are praiseworthy, if I'm thinking on things that are of a good report and of a virtuous, then what is my emotional state going to be? It's going to be trustworthy. It's going to be peaceful. It's going to be loving. It's going to be calm. It's going to be compassionate. Right?
Yes.
Right. So then the next dimension is the sexual dimension, right? Because now, you know, we talked about the spiritual, we talked about the psychological, we talked about the emotional. The sexual dimension is that transition from spiritual to physical, the spiritual realm to the physical realm. Like I stated, sexual intercourse is the one act where you're on all six dimensions simultaneously. And let me go, because I can go on. I don't know how much time I have, because I still have to talk about the few other dimensions.
Oh my God! But you know what? That's okay, because we're at that time. I'm trying to get more time talking to people and listening to you. But that's okay, because what we're going to do is we're going to have you back next week.
Okay.
We're going to have you back next week to pick up where we left off. So, listening audience. This is too juicy.
Okay.
You know, I told you, you know, I don't eat a lot of meat, but the meat I do choose to eat is lamb. And I love a good piece of, you know, lamb or a rack of lamb. And right now she's giving me lamb, and she's giving me cauliflower, because can't do mashed potatoes, and she's giving me vegetables and, you know, all things that I can eat that won't cause me to itch and have gluten allergies. So... So I'm grateful. So right now, we're at that time, the time I hate that I have to let you go. But, listening audience, we're going to continue the topic of conversation on Facebook or Instagram. You can hit up, you can connect with Dr. Letitia Webb there, or you can send me a message on Facebook or Instagram on my Living Out Loud page, and we will continue this conversation. I will make sure I shoot her every email, every message that I receive. She will be back with us.
Thank you. I'm honored.
Give them, I have to, because we didn't finish the six. We only got, what, to three? I mean, God, we can't leave it undone. So what I want you to do, oh, God, you know, this is just ridiculous. We have 7 minutes. Can you give them your email or your website so they can connect with you? And then we will connect so that we can prepare for this show next week. We're going to add some more time to it. Because, you know, if people ask questions or have comments or concerns, see, this is why I love what I do. I love talking to people like you. That
wonderful.
Gets us engaged, you know, make us stay woke, make us look at ourselves, deal with ourselves. Are we living authentic? Oh, God, help us. Okay, Dr. Letitia, please give us your contact information, please.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. So my website is www.drleticiaweb.com. That's LatishaWeb.com, Dr. Leticia Webb. That's also my social media tag. Excuse me. You can find me on Instagram at Dr. Leticia Webb, and my email address is info@drleticiaweb.com. So very easy to find me. Just Google Dr. Leticia Webb, and you'll be able to find me. And it's such an honor to be on your show. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I love this. I love what you do. I love, God, you have taken us places. It wasn't a roller coaster. I love roller coasters, but it wasn't a roller coaster. It was a nice journey, refreshing. If I could explain it, it's like drinking a cool glass of water on a hot summer's day in California. Sitting at the beach. That's what it reminded me of today, talking to you. Just refreshing, not just my physical self, but my spiritual self. All six dimensions, what you said. I feel refreshed. And this is so, so empowering. And I know we have to continue this dialogue because I'm looking at my switchboard and looking at the people that are on, and I'm just in awe of what God has given you and to present and to, to give to this world, but being a light to this world, sharing what you have gone through and helping us as you are continuing your process. So I just thank God for you. I appreciate you. And I can't wait. Like I said, I have to have you again next week so we can continue this conversation because we have three more, to talk about, and we can't shortchange the people.
No, we can't.
Well, I thank you so much. And for those, again, connect with her on IG, on Instagram, and Facebook. She gave us her information. If you are listening to us by way of the internet, her information, her bio, her email, her website, everything is there. For those that will be coming back listening by way of rebroadcast, the information is there. It's also on our website as well. So please, please, please connect with her. Again, thank you, Dr. Leticia Webb, for being on the show today. And I look forward to speaking with you next week for part two.
Oh, thank you so much, Larissa. I really, really appreciate it. And I look forward to coming back and we will pick up on we'll pick up on this emotional dimension and transition into the sexual dimension. So thank you. I look forward to it.
Yes, ma'am. I look forward to it too. Thank you again. Thank you. Well, listening audience, I have my tea, and I did, but I also had to drink some water today. Yes. I want to say thank you for tuning into the Larissa King Show on Living Out Loud Radio. To continue the chat, follow us on our social media platforms on Facebook and Instagram. Also, if you would like to be a guest on the show, do not hesitate to leave us a message there as well. As always, in signing out, continue to have a great day. Know that you are put on this earth to do something great. You are here to let your light so shine. What is it that God has given you, has purpose in you, have put you here for you to do? You have purpose and destiny. So many people are living beneath their privileges. Live out your dreams. Live out loud. Well, listening audience, until next time, this is Larissa King signing off on Living Out Loud Radio. Always have a great day and continue to be blessed. Talk to you later. All right. Bye-bye.